Okay, let's learn. On page Kuf Yud, so finishing the parak, the morale explains a Gemara, l'shitoso, and here's the morale that we're more familiar with, the morale who machadish, unbelievable chidushim and agadata, insights into agadata. So Kuf Yud there in the middle of the page. Even though we've been learning now through this parak, and it's a difficult parak, we've been learning that the mitzvahs are gzeiros, are decrees upon each and every one of us. Nevertheless, the Mahal says certainly heim l'tov lanu. There's no question that heim l'tov lanu, that they're for our benefit, that the result of observing mitzvahs is that it's going to benefit us. Ki lo yovo mi'ito yisbarach rak ha'tov ha'gomor. Because Hashem is good, and only good comes from Hashem. Only good comes from Hashem. Ki kol ma'isev heim ha'tov ha'gomor. Everything that Hashem Yisbarach does is completely tov. Ein ra yom in Hashemayim. Nothing descends, nothing leaves Hashem, chalila, in a state of evil. How it appears to us is something else, but as far as Hashem certainly is tov, and everything he does is tov. Look at footnote 93. L'shoini b'netzach Yisrael perikei, ki mishu tov lo yovo mena raklal. The one who is entirely good, nothing bad can come from him. Abder chayim, ki hu yisbarach sholim etachlis ha-shleimus, umen ha-tov lo yetzei rak ha-tov. From something which is completely good, only good can come forth. V'sham b'mnishna kostov, midas ha-tov shal Hashem yisbarach chofit shi ha-olim b'tov, ulekach mevi peron yisla'ilim lo'esei ra. Even the midas ha-din, even the strictness of Hashem, to punish those who are evil, even that is for the purpose of being misalkav, as musula karam and harlem, to remove the evil from the world, which is taif, which is good. Minishra taif, kaven shagam harab, bo mimidas taif. That means that even the difficulties and the dinim of this world, it's all coming from the midas taif. Ka'olam afkash and nidan b'midas dinas al kashbaruch hu nidan mitzad midas taif shabo, kemneishu hu taif who writes about taif. And even a person who has to go through difficulty, who goes through din in this world, even though a person has to pass through din in this world, that din is also for the purpose, the difficulty and the suffering is also somehow related to that person's tikkun. So obviously, it's not so obvious, but we believe that certainly it's all completely tov. So there's no question. So the morale saying is, well, it's a chiddush that the mitzvahs are good for us. Of other, it says l'tayv lam, the mitzvahs are good for us. Everything the Baruch Shalom does is good. Even our suffering and even our misery, lo aleinu, whatever we go through is all the tayv. Nishra tayv is that ubatayv ha'olam nidan. Shorts lama af shafar ra. Enu barak nishra tayv rak neha tayv shabay yisbarach. Like my hodim shayzer ra. A person can carry out something which is evil. Lachem itzad harashuba because of the evil that's in him, but not by Hashem. Ubegari yedvarim. When Hashem causes suffering, the tachlis is good. Nothing evil comes forth from Hashem. And so on. Okay, back on topic after 93. Certainly the mitzvahs are good for us, and certainly the outcome of observing the mitzvahs is wonderful. But a Jew has to know that this is a toiv that's not a matter of our choice. It's not because it makes me feel good, but it's a gzeira that we be good. Hashem is gois that we do good things, then we become good. It's a gzeira. V'loy sheyesh kan shum tzad rachmanis. Not rachmanis. Rak hakol din. It's din. V'ze ba'atzmo tshuva s'rav yochanim en zake l'baytusim. Now, listen to the interesting interpretation, how he explains the maisi here in the Gemara. Right, he says, "Zeh ba'atzma tshuvas Rav Yochanan menzak lebaitesim gedisa b'menachas peg Rav Yishmol shahoyu baitesim oimer matzeres achas Shabbos." That the baitesim, these were people, as you know, who had difficulty with Torah Shabbal Peh. Another one of these, another certain group, a certain sect, a certain family, that were at odds with the Chachamim. Without going into their particular history, they were also at odds with the Chacham and believed in Torah Shebech Sav and the written Torah, but had problems with the Torah Shebech Sav, the oral tradition. So the Beit Dasim said that Shavuos comes out on Sunday, because they made their chesed of what the Mimachas Hashabbos, Tisbu Chamishim Yayim, and they came out. They said Mimachas Hashabbos doesn't mean the second day Pesach; it means Mimachas Hashabbos, means Sunday. So it came out their chesed that Shavuos is supposed to come out on Sunday. So every year, so Nitpalim, they didn't believe in it. They didn't believe in the Torah Shebech Sav. That Mimachas Hashabbos means Miyatav Shani, means from the second day, the second day of Pesach. So what happens? So Nitpal Hem Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai V'amal Hem Shaitim. So Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai was with these Beit Dasim, had met some of them, and he said to them, Shaitim, idiots, fools, Minayin Zalachem, how did you come to this conclusion that Shavuos comes out every year Sunday? V'lohayu Adam Echad Shahayim Meshivo. There wasn't anybody there that would answer. Chutz Mizokin Echad Shahayim Mefatfet Kenegdo. There was one old Beit Dasi that was Mefatfet, it was chattering, which means saying Narishkeit. But you're going to see that, and the morale in all of these Gemaras, whenever there's any of these conversations between a Tana, between the Chachamim, and even the lowest person, the morale says there's a reason why this was chosen to be in the Gemara. The Gemara didn't record our conversations, so there's a reason why it's in the Gemara. So it turns out that this zaken, this mefatfet, in the morale's way of looking at it, was saying something that's not so crazy. Listen to this. So the zaken is mefatfet. This old man, as Baitis, he says, Vomar. So he gave an explanation. Why is it that Takish Shavuos comes out Sunday? Why do they always make Shavuos the Baitisim on Sunday? Huh?
Today weekend.
That's exactly what he said.
I looked at it.
That's exactly what he said. Right? V'omar, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu Oiv Yisrael Hayah. Moshe Rabbeinu Hatzeh Alib, Shtak Alib for Yidden. He loved Jews, right? He loved Jews. So what? V'yedeya Shatzeres Yemechad. He had Rachmanis. Shavuos is a short yantiv. It's only one day. V'tikna la'achas Shabbos. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu saw to it that it would be on Sunday, they should have a long weekend. She should have 2 days. Yeah, this, in other words, if it would have been in America, it wouldn't have been a Shiloh with Shavuos. It wouldn't have been a Shiloh. Because America, we have Shabbos, Shainish, and Golias. Right? Huh?
Mondays,
make it a 3 day. Could have, right. So it would always come out on Monday.
So, Memorial Day.
Right. On page Kufiyud, though. So, let's see here. So this is what the Zaken says, that We're just learning the Gemara here that it says that Yechem Mizake was with some Baitasim, and the Baitasim always made Shavuos Sunday. So Yechem Mizake said, where do you get that from? So it says that a certain Zaken said that Moshe Rabbeinu loved Jews, therefore he knew that Shavuos is only one day, so he wanted to make it that Jews should enjoy for 2 days, they should have a break. V'tikmalach ha-shab, k'deish yisan g'shnayom, karalov mikvizeh. Now this is interesting. So Moshe Rabbeinu said this pasuk. Not Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said this pasuk. He responded with this pasuk. Right? He said that the beginning of Dvarim, that he's talking about the pasuk that talks about the sivuv, that the Jewish people, as a result of our problems, that we didn't go directly into Eretz Yisrael, and we had to make the hakafis. The Moshe oiv Yisrael haya. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says that if Moshe loved Jews so much that he couldn't stand to see them have such a short holiday, right? If Moshe Rabbeinu loved Jews so much, lama ichran b'midbar b'yom shana? Why did he keep them in the desert for 40 years? Schlep them around? If he is such an oiv Yisrael, why did he schlep Bnei Yisrael around for 40 years? Adkan, that's the Gemara. Right? He brings the 96, he brings the Rashi there in Dvarim. Loshon Rashi, Shom Shim, Hoye Moshe Melech is Yisrael Derech HaSeir, Hoye Boyin Be'achadah Seyoyim L'Kadesh, Shoye Shismuch Lai Yisrael. Vim Oyevan Hoye, Lom Yechon Rabboim Shon, he could have done the whole trip. Why do you have to keep them in the desert for 40 years? So he says, V'dichu Ba'al, Rashi says, "V'dichu ba'alma ka'amalei." What does it mean, "dichu ba'alma"? It means "stam." It's like saying, "Get lost." Chana enaz, get out of here. "Dichu ba'alma." Like, "Mishum devah yo ayme devehevel." Right? The Rashi over there in the Gemara, because he's saying, because the bite is "stam" is narishkeit, but narishkeit, but a long weekend. So he says that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai didn't even honor him with a serious answer. But the moral doesn't learn like that. Right? The moral doesn't learn like that. On the moral, you must say, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Heshev loy davar amoik, loy dicha ba'am. It's not stam a dicha. The moral, the Shittos, holds that the Tanoim and the Amoroim never, ever wasted a word. And even when they said something that's strong in such a way, or seems to be just putting the guy off, it's with a chochma elokis, and that's why Chazal recorded it, and that's why we're learning it. So it's not, he doesn't accept, Maral doesn't accept dichri ba'alma. It's like, get out of here. So what is it then? What's this business? Ubir inyan zeh, back upstairs. He says, Ubir inyan zeh, the explanation is as follows. Ki abayta si azeh hoya soiver ki achagim b'hamayadim b'ashabes gamkin kulum l'toivis al-oni Yisrael. He was a real liberal. And he's one of these that the Maral's been talking about the entire parak. He believed that all of the Yom Tovim, the Shabbosis, and everything, all the Mayadim, were given strictly. It was what motivated. Yeah, then once you have it, there are a lot of religious ceremonies. But what motivated the Hashem, or Moshe Rabbeinu, to give us these Yom Tovim was that what the Jews should be able to enjoy. The Jews should be able to enjoy. The Torah is l'enig Yisrael, v'enig zeres din. It's not a zeres din. We should enjoy. V'amar ki Moshe ha'ayev Yisrael, and he said that Moshe loved Jews. V'al yodo nidna ha'Torah liYisrael. She hail the Torah lam. Therefore, he is the one because he loved Jews. He was given the responsibility to bring us the Torah. That it should be good for us. That we should get days off. Therefore, he understood that Moshe Rabbeinu must be very good, and he loves Jews very much, and therefore, it's only proper and fitting that Jews should have a long weekend. None of us disagree with a svara. That's a nice svara, but that's not what Yom Tov is about. Uve'eva havein divrei habaitasi. He says, understand what he was saying. Sha'amar. Next page. The Beit Hasi was careful to say, Moshe Oiv Yisrael Haya. Listen to Maral, how the Maral learns an Agadita. He says that the Beit Hasi, this fellow, this Kaifa, this Beit Hasi, he said that what? Moshe is an Oiv Yisrael. That Moshe Rabbeinu loves Jews. How come he didn't say that God loves Jews? Therefore, God gave them a Shavuos, always should be a Sunday. So they should have a Shabbos Sunday. He doesn't say that. He says that Moshe was an Oiv Yisrael. Doesn't say that God is an Oiv Yisrael. V'noslahem she'yisam gushniyam. V'ena baitasim koi from betar. Now, everybody knows that, this, and this is the point. He says, the baitasim, they don't reject the Torah min ha-shamayim. They don't reject the written Torah. They don't reject the Torah Shebichsav. They believe the Torah Shebichsav is 100% of Makadosh Baruch Hu. Tzolei Matzon is Erak Shem Kay from the Torah Shebal Peh. Their problem is with Torah Moshe. Their problem is not with Hashem giving the Torah Shebichsav. It's the problem is later on. So, Avol Gam Habaitisim Hayu Yoidim Kemidus Hashem Is Baruch Hu Gzeiros Aydin. He hear this. The Beit Hasi knew that it would be absurd for him to speak about the Torah Shebichsav, to speak about God Himself, and to say that the whole purpose of Torah Mitzvahs. Yeah, the Beit Hasi knew that it would be absurd to say that the reason that Hashem gave the Jewish people a Shavuos on a Sunday by their Narishkeit, that a Shavuos is on Sunday is because God loves Jews and He gave the Torah that we should enjoy. It should be fun. The Beit Hasi wouldn't say such a thing. He wouldn't attach that concept to the Torah Shebichsav. In other words, the Beit Hasi believed in Torah Shebichsav, and his belief regarding Torah Shebichsav is a correct one. which is what? That everything that's in the written Torah is din. The rabbis. Well, the rabbis, they had a lot of stuff that they, you know. Which he might be the first and the last who ever says, because the rabbis, you know, love Jews and they want to make it easier for them. Everybody else thinks the rabbis just want to torture us, right? Here's one that said that, you know, the rabbis wanted to make a second day Yontif, which nowadays you would have, which should come at Yontif after Shabbos, which nowadays a lot of people, they might vote out if they had a choice. So it's hard for me. Yontif, Shabbos is too much simcha, too much bracha, too much, you know. That's what happens these days. Yeah?
Sure.
Yeah, so you weren't here. Oh, so that's the whole parak is about that. Right. So we learned about that. So you look it over. Yeah.
The Lashon in Megam Gamayim Mefatfeit. It sounds like he was a blundering fool.
Right.
Accordingly, we're saying he was an intelligent being of some sort.
Yeah, he was. The moral, again, he's Mefatfeit because Sof Kol Sof, it is an Irish guy. That Shavuos comes out Sunday. And
Mefatfeit sort of implies, unless I'm...
Yeah, but the Gemara, it's an Irish guy. Right, but the Gemara brings it down. And the Gemara...
The reason it brought it down is that he wasn't a total idiot.
There's something... That's why if you look at the last line on Kuf Yud, you see that little circle where it says Vahavein Divrei. So, right, in the Tfus London, you see on the bottom, where it, right underneath it has the different changes in the gear. So you see there? So it says Divrei. Kein Huva B'Tfus Rishon. In the first printing, it says he always brings down in the text the first printing, which is good. But it's interesting, in the Tfus, Beis Da'at Lamed is the Tfus London. That's the regular morals, the red ones. That's called Tfus London. In the Tfus London, it says Mi Divrei, right? So it could be Take, he was a nar. Could be he was a fool. But
maybe he was speaking.
But there's something we can learn. In other words, there's something that we can learn, Mi Divrei. We can learn from what the Beit Hasi said. So either this way or that, right? Which would make maybe more sense because he's Mefatfe. Like the Gemara, I once spoke about this years ago on Tisha B'Av. Like if you the way the Morale in Pshat, like it says there with Tita Saroshi, remember he comes in and he takes his sword, the Gemara says, then he cuts the parechus and starts to bleed. So he sovar, he thought what? That he killed God. He thought that he killed God. Right? Because it started to bleed. It was a nice. It started to bleed in the Beis HaMikdash. So he thought that he killed God. So the Morale talks about this. But the Gemara, what kind of crazy thing the Gemara should put such a kfir, such a stupidity, that you can cut God into pieces? I mean, there is a big world religion that believes in that, but Baruch Hashem, it's not, we have no shaykhs to that. So what does it mean? He thought that he killed God. So then when you learn the Maharal in that, what that means, it's unbelievable. So even though it could be that he was saying something which is crazy, usually the Maharal learns that these people were not stam regular people. They were philosophers and thinkers, right? Well, stam regular people. But even if you say that they were regular people, they were stam idiots. But there's a hashgacha that something like that should be said in the Beis HaMikdash, and it should come out from the one who's destroying the Mikdash. Kasavar, to have such a thought that he killed God, what does that mean? So when you learn the morale, so you'll see that he's not entirely wrong. And the Chiddush HaGadol says it's not entirely wrong. What does it mean, Chalil, that it's not entirely wrong? Not God forbid you kill God, but the Beis HaMikdash is the place where God's living presence is revealed in this world. And with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's the Kiv Yochel, we don't sense God's presence in the world. We feel that we don't feel the Chiyas of the Baruch Shalom in the world, right? We don't feel that Chiyas. Like he says, the Maral Kaseid is that when the Baruch Shalom speaks about the Karbonis and the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan, it's the Reach Nichoach to smell the Karbonis. And the simon of being alive is the ability to breathe. And the Maral says that the Gilui of Hashem in this world, with the Churban, is that people look around and say, where's God? There's no God, I don't see any God. That means La'inenu. There can be the distortion and the concealment that would cause an average intelligent person to say, I don't see anything. I don't know anything about any God of Israel. And therefore, from man's perspective, there was a death, there was a murder that took place. That can't be misunderstood, Khalil. But you hear the morale, the depth of the morale. So everybody else looks at the Gemara, a shaita, a goy, a murderer, a nut, you know? He thinks he killed God. The Maral says, It wasn't Stam. There was a murder that took place. He was murdering our relationship with a God who's revealed in the Beis HaMikdash, which for all practical purposes meant for many, many Jews till this day that there is no God, that God Khalil is dead. Just and if Hitler Yamach Shema would have done the same thing, he could have done the same thing. He could have walked into any shul in Poland. He could have walked into any of the shuls that he turned over in Poland or in Hungary and Germany, right? He couldn't have gone by Kristallnacht Hitler, and there would have been blood coming from, if there would have been blood coming from the shuls, from the broken windows, the blood would have come out, Kosovar, and he would have been right. He would have been right because many Jews lost because that. No. All right. So. Yeah. So he doesn't say that. So the Baidus, he doesn't say that God loves Israel, therefore God gave us a Shavuos on Sunday. Because in this respect, the Baidus, he understands that the Baruch Shalom makes Xeris, he makes Dinim. He says, look what he says, they know that when God makes laws, it's a Din, it's a Xeris, it's a decree, it's not because God feels bad and God is crying for us. He knows that. Rak Omar. Really, it were up to Hashem. The Beit Hazi is saying Hashem is pure din, rules and regulations. But since it had to be given through a human being and to human beings, therefore, it sort of the Torah had to adjust and to adapt to this vulnerable, needy creature that's called man. Not mitzad Hashem, but mitzad the makabel. Because if you're giving a gift to someone, then obviously the gift has to somehow, the gift has to be in sync with the one who's receiving it. So the Beit Hazi understands that Hashem is Gzeiris and Dinim, but when you give it to a Moshe Rabbeinu, to give to Yisrael, so you understand that therefore it had to come in such a way that the Makabel, that the one who's receiving it, should be able to receive it. And how's that? For who Hayoi of Yisrael? Just like an interesting thing. You ever read Rav Hirsch's collected letters, the collected writings of Rav Shamshel Hirsch? Rav Shamshel Hirsch is good. The letters are gevaldi. I mean, everything he wrote was gevaldi, but the letters. So, in one of the volumes there, he had a whole shakli v'tayi back and forth with a certain, you know, though in those days the leaders of the Haskalah, you know, could be big Rosh Hashivas these days. You know, they weren't dumb; they knew how to learn. So there was one, a famous one, his name was Zechariah Frankel. If you had the misfortune, I mean, I used to read a lot of this stuff years ago, but it's very confusing because it sounds, you know, you read it, it's like regular Sfar. Right. Now, this Zechariah Frankel, who was a brilliant, brilliant person, this Zechariah Frankel, he worked long and hard to show, to prove that the opinions of the Tanoim in the Gemara are all, in other words, in halacha, are all the result of their personalities and their life's experiences. So that each one is delivering halachas into this world, which have been affected by and colored by his own personal experiences. Now we have a concept that b'shamay is din, b'sol is chesed. And we understand, therefore, in halacha, that it comes from here comes chesed, and from here comes din. But Frankel took this, and he went wild with this idea. And he took it to crazy extremes. And Reb Shamshel Hirsch is writing letters, very strong letters. Because we understand, the underlying, even though Frankel himself was Shomer Mitzvahs, he went in the beard. He was a religious man. But Reb Shamshel Hirsch understood that here is the garin, the seed of Apikorsis and Kfira and Reform. He understood. And that's why he fought so courageously against these things. Because once you say that the Baruch Shalom is Takeh, it's Halachis, it's Din, but once it passes through the hands of human beings, then it passes through the hands of that human being in such a way that it should be custom designed for the human being. So this is a dangerous concept. So therefore, he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ohev Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu loved Jews. Therefore, v'nosan al yodo, she yis'an gushna yom. So through him, the Baruch Shalom says, no, the Baruch Shalom would have given it, the Baruch Shalom wouldn't have had, you know, mitzad atzma kivyoch. From Hashem's perspective, it wouldn't have to be on Sunday. But since Moshe Rabbeinu loved Jews, so when Hashem gave to Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, he gave it to him in such a way that, you know, go ahead, give him a nice long weekend. Midaita, right? So that's the Midaita. Yeah. And Shab Yerchen ben Zakkai answered. This is what the old man said. Shab Yerchen ben Zakkai answered, Achada Sayyim Mechayrev, 11 days from Har Sinai. Verotzebeze, Kimaise Moshe Hayimidoso Hayoshe. What is Rab Yerchen ben Zakkai answering? He's saying the following, that the Mida of Moshe Rabbeinu was Din, was Yoshe. That's why he was the one that. There was no one that was more qualified to receive the Torah, because there's nobody that was as perfectly straight, honest, and correct as Moshe Rabbeinu. He was completely connected to Din. He's Ish Elokim, right? Midas HaYosha. V'hoi etzla ha'kol b'din v'yosha. With Moshe Rabbeinu, everything was b'din v'yosha. U'lekach nitna Torah shel Din al yodo. That's why, not because he's a softy, and because he feels bad, people should have an extra day off. Moshe Rabbeinu was completely, in other words, if the Baruch Shalom is choosing a human being in this entire world, not just in this world, but in the whole history of the world, that there's no other human being who is as fit and as prepared to bring the Torah into this world, it's going to be Moshe Rabbeinu, because there's no one who is as close to that Yashus of Hashem, and that Din, and that straightness, and that emes of the Baruch Shalom is Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no one who resembled Hashem Kivyachol in such a way, in this area, as much as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why. Look in footnote 101. L'shinu b'netzach Yisrael n'gimel. Kol d'rov shal Moshe b'mishpat. Everything that Moshe Rabbeinu did was b'mishpat. Din. K'may ha-melech asher nemar lov. Melech b'mishpat yamid eretz. That the king establishes. He establishes the land. In other words, he takes care and he governs the land with mishpat, with judgment. Ubagdom the Jewish Latarikos of Moshe Davka Roy Lodinus Israel Mikolzulos. There was no one who was more qualified to be the judge of the Jewish people than Moshe Rabbeinu. Ukidachsiv Tzidkas Hashem also umishpat of him Yisrael. By Moshe Rabbeinu it says umishpat of him Yisrael. He was the man of mishpat of Din. Hareki Elov Roy HaMishpat. Isn't it interesting, just in parentheses, that what the Christians made into their God, into the one who gave them the truth, is Davka someone who they claim is the softest, is completely chesed, is, you know, turn the other cheek, which means not Yosha and not Din. They want to make it. Why? Because this is their pride, and this is their pride. That they received their New Testament, you know, through what? Chesed. A new world order. There's a new church. It's called Chesed. It's called loving kindness. And we see the results of that. We see the results because there isn't a place in the world that doesn't have splattered, that's not splattered with the blood of that Chesed. Right? And the Jewish people, l'havdol, we received the Torah through Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu was a scary Rebbe to have. Everybody has had some run-in with over the years we've had problems growing. At least, you know, we grew up in yeshiva, problems with the rabbis, and we think this rabbi was intimidating, this rabbi was difficult. This Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, we couldn't even look at him. So the Torah wasn't given through Aaron HaKohen. The Torah wasn't given through Aaron HaKohen, because, and I'm only saying this just in the context of what we're learning, because Aaron HaKohen Taka would have wanted the Jews to have a second day of. Aaron was not even this. There it says about Aaron HaKohen that is Oivus Abrius, right? Oivus Abrius. He was mamish filled with love. Moshe Rabbeinu, it's true he was an Oivus Yisrael, but Bidin. Mishpat of Yisrael.
By the ego, how come he didn't, wasn't that Din that they should be, if Hashem asked, they should be destroyed?
As the Oimek HaDin was that when you understand all of Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs, in Kisisa, and you and it was brought down in Devarim, and you look into the morale and the Sfar HaKadosh, you see that no, it was the Oimek HaDin was Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the Oimek HaDin. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's tainas are not, look through the tainas, they're not, come on.
But how can we say,
come on, you know, Hashem, be nice. It's not his tainas.
How can we say that Baruch Hashem wasn't? Because the Hava Mina, Hashem first said, let's destroy them and make it through you.
Moshe Rabbeinu is Eimek HaDin. The Bnei Yerushalayim did it in such a way is that a human being, just like the when the Gemara says that the Malachim had a tiny tana, why are you giving the Torah to human beings? Give it over here. So Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you answer. That's our avoid in this world. Hashem's not just telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem's telling me and you also each day. You answer. So what does that mean? Is the Bnei Yerushalayim wants you and I to justify our existence. But Apid Din. And that's why, if you understand that, then really, really, the whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the davening, you're asking chesed, don't come to us late. I'll tell them a mishpat imano. Don't start up with this, oh, if we have its mishpat, we're in big, big trouble. But the emes, in truth, the tefillahs, of course, we're throwing ourselves at Hashem's feet. And of course, we're begging Him. We're begging Him for mercy. We're asking for His compassion. But the tviya and the taina, if you go always further in the tvilas and all the slichas, especially slichas, slichas is unbelievable. You know, but everybody's so tired and it's so hard. You know, we don't have, you know, if we'd sit down and learn all year long the slichas, just every Rosh Hashanah, you could sit in Mamish learning for 100 years the slichas every Rosh Hashanah. You'll see that all of it. It's always chesed, do us a tayyib, help us. But then there's always all kinds of tainus and svaras of what anachlo amcha, anachlo secha, anu vanacha. It's not stam, a freebie. It's bedin. It's ba'oymek din. It's not only that it's din, it's the depth of din. A child could say to a father's about to kill the kid. Chalil. It's about to kill the kid. So the kid's crying out, Tata, Tata, Kirachim of Albonim, Kirachim of Albonim, have Rachmanis, I'm your child, have Rachmanis, I'm your child. But the Pnimius is that Al Pidin, how could a father kill a child, even if the child has done such a terrible thing? Sof Kol Sof, is that Yoisha? Not to give him right to another chance. If the Pnimius of the child is that he loves his father, then really Al Pidin, he deserves a chance. Al Pidin.
I can understand if you'd say that the Baruch Hashem was sitting on, let's say, the Kisei of Din, and then Moshe convinced him somehow to speak to get up and go to do Chesed. But if it was just Omek HaDin that Moshe was coming from, so then what was the Baruch Hashem before that? Or if there was two separate meetings?
He was making the Pesach for him, so...
Just a Pesach and Peh. The whole mice of the Eagle is just a Pesach. The Gemara says at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. The whole Indian of the Eagle is a Pesach and Peh for Balei Teshuva. It's teaching Jews how to daven, how to krechs, how to scream, how to call out. And Moshe Rabbeinu is our Rebbe, and he's going to teach us this too. Why does Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara says, why does the Baruch Hashem tell Moshe Rabbeinu to put the Baruch Hashem on a palace, right? And he says, Kolzman, if the Jewish people do say that they say slichas, if they say Hashem is going to meet us, I'll forgive them. So, well, that's interesting. No, that's an interesting thing. The Baruch Hashem is saying, the Baruch Hashem is giving an introductory course of how to trick him. He says, if you say these 13 meters, and you selech lach. So Hashem is teaching, kel hareis lana lomar shleisa srei, schar lana hayem bri shleisa srei, kel hareis lana lomar shleisa srei. Baruch Hashem, you taught us how to beg for mercy. Hashem karachum mechanan erech apayim. Hashem taught us that, right? Because that's the way that the Baruch Hashem, that's the greatest chesed of the Baruch Hashem, that he taught us how to defend ourselves. He gave us ways of defending ourselves that bedin, that al pi din, that we should be able to have a taina and a svar.
Without getting into the in between on this one.
Right.
Is the Rebbe saying that the Rabbanu Shalom never planned? If it wasn't for Moshe Rabbeinu going and saying Mechenina Mesirfucha, it would have never happened, or it would have happened?
No, what, the forgiveness?
In other words, the Piskun Peh, as a father to a child, you say to a child, listen, I'm going to give you a patch of
peace. I don't know. I don't know to answer that, because you can't say without getting into Yediyah B'chir, but I'll tell you one thing. I asked my father that also. I asked my own father that when I was growing up. Dad, were you really going to do that? So he says, you know, that's just not your business. you never asked that? I always asked that. I mean, my father's like this, like that. My kids ask me now. you know, so I make some kind of thing, and this is the din, and this is the gzeirin, if you don't do this, so Nikki, my kids didn't ask me, are you really going to do that? So I say the same thing. That's not your business. You just, you know, you're lucky. You're lucky. It could have been bad. Could have been bad. But I know that I wasn't going to, you know, I was going to figure out a way how to finagle myself out, you know, but some of the Baruch Shalom, you know.
But
as they listen
to this tape,
yeah. Don't worry. Maybe when they grow up. All right. So he says back. He's in the footnote. Hareki Ela Roy Hamishpat Ad Shalakach Nikra Ish Elokim. Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu is called Ish Elokim. Elokim Din. Shukinui Atzmi L'Dayan, a judge. Din. V'chein Hizki B'Ktzar Hashem B'Hemshech B'Gurus Hashem. Midas Adin, it goes on and on and on. Midas Ayosha, Midas Adin. Therefore, the first place we meet Moshe Rabbeinu in Mitzrayim, becoming Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes right, he says, he saw an Ish Mitzri beating up an Ivri, Vayoyse by Din. Moshe Rabbeinu explodes into the world with Din. He got himself in trouble. But with Din. He didn't come into the world, Moshe Rabbeinu, saying, please, turn the other cheek. He didn't come to the world that way. Moshe Rabbeinu came to the world. He came to the world with Din. Oh, but the Oymik is, of course, Moshe is min ha'mayim ishisu, as Moshe Rabbeinu comes from water, which is chesed. Because the Din of Hashem is all, as we're learning, is l'toiv lanu, it's all chesed. Hashem's Din is all, as we just learned. Everything that Hashem does, even the difficulties that we have, it's all type. Therefore, even though Moshe Rabbeinu is Din, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes into the world, and he comes there to stop and is, this fight, and he comes with Din, Lamataki Reyecha, and so on. And then later on, the next thing, he goes to the well, right? And the whole Maaseh there with the daughters of Yisro. Again, Moshe Rabbeinu is the man of Din. This is the man of Din. I mean, Hamayim Ishi, so he comes from Chesed, because the Baruch Shalom's Din is only coming from Chesed. It's not, God forbid, a vengeful din. It's all a din that emerges from chesed, right? Avram Hoyland is Yitzchak. That's what it means. Who's Yitzchak? Yitzchak is what? Din. And Avram is chesed. Elul told us, huh? Elul told us Yitzchak ben Avram. Avram Hoyland is Yitzchak. That's why Yitzchak's name is means laughter. The Abderav talks about this. The meaning of laughter, what's the laughter? Because nobody would believe that from what? It's hard to believe. It doesn't make any sense. How could it be that from Avram, who's chesed, should come out of Yitzchak, who's gevur? So when somebody puts on a costume, a disguise, that's the opposite of who the person is, that's what makes it very, very funny. The funniest outfit is when it's the opposite of who the person really is. Right, so you see somebody, let's say, that's a very dignified nechash of a person, he puts on some absolute crazy, you know, stupid thing, so then everybody starts laughing more. If you have a shaita that dresses up like a bigger shaita, so it's not such a, you know, that's not such a big deal. It's from a small shaita to the big shaita, it's not such a big deal. But if you have someone that's a chash of a person, and it's a Talmud Chacham, and he goes Purim, and he puts on a little thing, oh, the whole Olam is happy. So how could it be? Tzchaik osili Elokim. The laughter that comes from Elokim, it seems like it's a contradiction. Elokim is din. Tzchaik is laughter. Laughter is joy, is happiness. Right? How could it be? Tzchaik osili Elokim. And the Ivy saw the after of, he talks about the whole discussion, that very mysterious discussion between Avim and Yitzchak Avinu by the Akedah when they're going. He says, Avi, this is my father. So the way that Rav learns it is that Yitzchak is that Avraham Avinu b'ni Avi, that Avraham Avinu is saying is that now I look like I'm Din, right? So he's saying b'ni. Now I'm taking on the appearance of Din. All of this, the midas of Din, of Chesed and Din. So how can it be Avraham Hoyled is Yitzchak? Because all the din of this world is only coming from Avraham Avinu, it's only coming from Chesed. Avraham Hoyled is Yitzchak. True Chesed, of course, gives birth to din. Because without din, then there is no Chesed. Without din, there can't be any Chesed. And that's what the world is suffering, you know, not the entire world, there's still plenty of old dinim, just din. But the chsodim in America and in a more permissive society, where it says, sure, sure, everything's okay, it's okay, do this, do whatever you want, sure, it's okay with me, and where the parents are afraid, right, to practice din, that's not a ches, it's an achzaris, it's a cruelty. Look at the faces of the kids that the generation has given birth to, where the parents let them do whatever they want. So the kids grow up lost, mamish lost, and destroyed people. That's what? Because there's no din, it's on chesed shebechesed. Chesed shebechesed turns out to be the biggest achzari, the cruelest thing in the world. So Avram Hoyle is Yitzchak, so Moshe Rabbeinu is Menamayim. Avram Moshe, when it comes from water.
I was thinking like Moshe Emes was Sarasal Emes.
Right.
It's a nice idea. Moshe is Emes, it's din, and that's what enables the Torah.
That's the pshat. 100% that's the pshat.
Maybe also once said the difference between Ava like fire and Ava like water. So if it's Menamayim, it's the love of water is a depth, is a very deep... Maybe that's also Omek HaDin coming from mine, which is very deep.
Right. Good. Very good. 100%. Look at 102, for no 102. But Saref Lakan, Mamorim Zal, Shakash Moshe Ben Eroes, Madregis, Rabbi Akiva, who Shalas Gosh Baruch, who Baruch Shalom, Yesh Tuch Adam, Kazeh, but the nice entire Yadi, you remember? So that amazing Gemara there that he sees the greatness of Rabbi Akiva, Hashem shows Moshe Rabbeinu a glimpse of the greatness of Rabbi Akiva in the future. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Baruch Shalom, you have such a human being in the world, why are you giving the Torah through me? So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shtoik, be silent." Kach ola, this is what came into a thought before me. Kach ola machshava lefanai. Because of a pachid Yitzchak, we're putting the rights in Rosh Hashanah. My medalad, zelosh. Mi yisaidu shel hagra. We have a teaching from the Vilna Gaon. Nizbor lanu ki ha'aliyah b'machshava. What does it mean over here? Kach Hashem. What kind of an answer? Hashem says to Moshe, be quiet, silent. Kach ola b'machshava lefanai. This is the machshava that I have in my mind. This is the machshava that rose in my mind. What does that mean? So he says that the Gaon taught, the Vilna Gaon taught, ki aliyah b'machshava amur rebekan, remezes hi lezeh sha'am rebe ma'aseh b'reishas, ki b'tchil ola b'machshava liver esayla b'midas hadin. That what Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu is be silent. What's happening now is coming from that. What does it mean? B'machshava lefanai. What does it mean? What does it mean? B'machshava lefanai. From my primordial, my first thought. Because when Hashem created the world, it's Bereishis Bara Elokim, is with the Midas Hadin. That's called the first thought. So there are certain things in this world that you and I look at, the Moshe Rabbeinu was looking at, and there are things that we simply cannot understand. No matter what, we can't understand. And when we get to that point where we feel that we must know, Hashem tells each and every one of us, shtay. Not all of us can hear it. But Hashem says, be quiet. Kach alu machshava lefanai. This comes from that place of din, from the very, very root of all existence, from the beginning, from a place of din, which doesn't mean God forbid. Doesn't mean God forbid that He doesn't love us. But it means it's from something that you might not have the kalim to understand, that you don't have the kalim to receive. Therefore, the whole relationship that Hashem had with Moshe Rabbeinu, giving him the Torah, and this response, it's all with Midas Adin. All with Midas Adin. Back inside after 102, on top. So he says, "V'im ha'yemuchan Moshe l'tayvis Yisrael, shitin olsen taral yoda shil l'tayvis ha'makabel v'loiv Midas Adin." So this is the answer that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said. So the old baitas, he was saying, Moshe Rabbeinu loved Jews, so the Baruch Hu, when he gave him the Torah, he gave it, so it came through a human being, so the human being gave the Torah that Shul should be on Sunday, so everybody should have a nice long weekend. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered, Achadas Ayoyim, that's what he told him. Achadas Ayoyim Yichayrev, why? So he says that if everything was with Moshe Rabbeinu, it was just that it should be good for the Makabal, because Moshe Rabbeinu is representing all of mankind, and mankind needs a long weekend, and mankind needs someone who represents us, who's good and who's kind, and he loves us and is going to give us all these nice little bonuses and favors. That's what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai is saying. How do you explain that 40-year trip through the desert? For Hayamanik Shalahem, he is our leader. Moshe was not prepared to compromise. And therefore, we had to go through that, and he understood that.
Ma'acher
Umanig oisam b'midbar b'orim shenaki kol hanagosu b'din. Everything is b'din. And the Jewish people needed that. And therefore it's b'din. V'chein ha-toyri shenosna Hashem izbarach al-yidei Moshe ha-kol b'midis ha-dinah b'yosha lo yoymer b'zeh shuhu la-hanos ha-makabal. Not because of the hanah, the pleasure and the delight and the fun and the comfort of the one who is makabal. The dover amoik moed heishiv Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai. We see that Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's answer is very deep. Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai's response.
Are we saying that he wasn't ready to do it, so he stole?
What?
Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't ready for the din, so therefore he was stolen.
No. That's not what he's saying. No, that's not. I don't believe that's not what the Maharal is saying. What the Maharal is saying is that this since the midah of Moshe Rabbeinu was midas hayoisha, midas hadinah, midas emes, al pi yoisha, al pi dinah, al pi emes, the Jewish people could not enter the land immediately.
They had to be mezuchah or whatever.
Right, we had to go through the refinement and the catharsis, al pi din. And again, that's something which is unpleasant. Our experience in the desert was very unpleasant. Just like a child being disciplined or punished is extremely unpleasant. And the parent who doesn't do that is guilty of being a negligent parent. Moshe Rabbeinu loves Jews. I think they have an expression, tough love, is such an expression. But it doesn't mean, because that has a derogatory, Moshe Rabbeinu is be'emes u'be'yosher, that's his Ahavas Yisrael. And because of his there's no contradiction between the love that he had for Jews and the 40-year business. There's no contradiction. Because since Moshe Rabbeinu is din, I don't want to get into this whole topic. The whole thing is tefillah. If everything is din, and if everything is emes and is yosher, everything that comes from Hashem, it's all emes and yosher. So why should any of us have any tainus? Why should anybody ask for anything different? Why should we be? The whole institution of tefillah, right? This is itself a very big subject, but we understand without going into nairichus, we understand that just al pi pshutim shel dvarim. The point is, we understand that not every human being is a kli that will be able to benefit or will be able to be purified and repaired through a complete experience of din. In other words, it's not mitzad, the tefillah is mitzideinu. That enachanami, it's true that kol madav rachma latav, everything by Shalom is good, but the bakosh of Klal Yisrael is that it should be in such a way that it's betoiv goloi, that it should be in a way where that goodness is understood and experienced by me in a clear and an open way. My goodness should be in a way which is under the cloak and the disguise, and the concealment of din. We're going to talk about this much more in Shabbos yesterday, Mr. Shon, this concept. But this is all the tefillahs of Gilui Kvod HaMalchus, of revealing Hashem's kingdom in this world, of Gilui HaMalchus. It means it's everything is Tov and Chesed, but the Levushim are Mastirim, the outer garments are concealing. Yeah.
Hasn't it been 40 years? Why say that?
Of course, from Shemayim.
So why is he saying, you see that the din of Moshe,
No. He's talking about how the Torah was... Because the Baitis, he was saying that the Baruch Shalom gave the Torah to... Moshe Rabbeinu is a human being who's compassionate. Therefore, Hashem gave it to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way that it will be mitzad makabel from Moshe Rabbeinu, and all, who represents all of us, that it should be with an chesed and racham to have a long weekend. So all he's saying is that... All he's explaining now is that the same way with the Baruch Shalom, that the Baruch Shalom delivered this decree. He's not saying that Moshe Rabbeinu... Sure. But it's coming through Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu is Emes, Yosher, and Din. And Emes and Yosher and Din demanded a 40-year decree, for whatever reason, the number that's not for now.
So in the parents, he's saying Hashem's and Moshe's.
Sure. Moshe Rabbeinu is the perfect one to communicate to Klal Yisrael the Din of Hashem, because he is Ish Elokim. He is Ish Elokim. And not only that, Moshe Rabbeinu is the perfect one to communicate all the nice stuff in the Torah, which is what? Have off Shabbos, rest, have a charlon. That comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. All of that, but it's bedin. That's what the whole parak is about. It's bedin because Moshe Rabbeinu is Ish Elokim. It's not because, you know what, you know, it would be a nice thing. It's nice. Hashem has Rachman as Jews. No, the Torah is given to Moshe Rabbeinu davka so that we shouldn't think that this is some sort of like a Archmanis. The Torah was given to us to meet this Adin. That's why he was saying before that the evil of Christianity, the corruption of Christianity, came davka through a kli that they said was kulei chesed. That they, not that I believe that, that he was a bal chesed, but they say that oisa hiish, that Yashka, that Jesus was kulei chesed. Kulei chesed. And look what came from it. Look what it brought to the world, a churban. That every place the Pope comes, someone's asking him to apologize. Wherever he goes, the guy, I feel bad for him. Huh? Any place he lands, he's got to, he comes, say he finally got, he got with the whole mice, with the coastal, and he had to bother with Jews, and then he went, he was by the Muslims. See, he was in Syria. Selba mice, he had to, because there was a mice he had with them. And when he goes to the Greek Orthodox, oh, I'm sorry, we killed a couple of 100,000, a million of you, we're sorry. Everywhere the guy goes, he's asking for mechila. Everywhere he goes, there's a mechila. And the mechila is nothing, what he's asking for, what they brought to the world. But what Christianity brought to the world, that it came through such kalim of chesed, you would think that it would be so much love. From where it came, from where did it come, all of this, all of these dinim? That there is no religion that has brought as much din. And even the people they didn't kill, even their own practitioners, their own, are so messed up. They're so messed up religiously, and their whole view of God and their understanding of God. So what's amazing is they'll talk all day long about the God of the Christians being compassionate, and how, and I'm a, and a person says, I'm a good Christian, which means I'm a nice guy, right? I'm a good Christian. And those very same people, when they go to sleep at night, if not for the grace of God, the devil will eat them up. They'll be destroyed, and they're doomed and damned, and they have nothing to look forward to, unless by the grace of the Lord, right? So it's a pella, because how did it come from so much chesed? Because they don't, because it didn't, the Torah that's not bedin, it's not beyoisha, it's not beemes. If it's not bedin, it's not beemes, it's not beyoisha. So the whole thing, you ready? What? It now becomes adjusted and transformed and corrupted based upon whoever happens to be in power. And throughout history, the kings, the queens, the popes, they used Christianity not as a means of saving the world, but as a means of destroying the world. And they spoke in the name of Jesus. And they spoke in the name of God. The Muslims are infinitely closer to the truth. It's chaval, we don't get along with them. But they're, but they're infinitely closer to the truth than the Christians. Infinitely. It ain't a dime. Even though I'm calling it Iran, it's also for the Tsar, but closer ain't a dime. Ain't a diamond. And that's why you see that by the Muslims talking, this Indian of Din, they hear much better, they hear much more. But the Christians, everybody's so sweet and loving and kind, you gotta I forgive you. The ones who are forgiving everybody, they're the Reutzch, they're the biggest Reutzch, they're forgiving. That whenever, anytime I hear that, it turns my stomach about how you know anybody can do the biggest vicious in the world, and then you'll have, like, you know, like I was listening the other day, radio, so one of these with McVeigh, you know, the, I don't know when they're going to kill him, I figure soon they're going to kill the guy, but the whole thing with the victims, so Rahman is, so they're interviewing people, and someone says, so they have one guy in the radio, one of the fathers of the girl, Nebuch, that was killed there, so the father says, Beferish, no, I want to see it, I'm waiting to see this guy, I'm waiting to see him killed, I can't wait. And then they're talking to another one, the other one says, well, as a real Christian, and I brace myself. Sister says, as a real Christian, you know, that I believe that the Lord and so on has forgiven, and I in my heart have found forgiveness. You found forgiveness in your heart. If you wouldn't be arrested, you'd blow up a building yourself. He looks for forgiveness in his heart. It's a shkarman. A shek and a chazah, forgiveness in the heart. Klai Yisrael didn't need any of these things. We have Baruch Hashem, Moshe Emes v'Terasa Emes. Emes v'Yoyisha v'Din, no chachmas. And Hashem is geyser on us to be good. That's when you're good. Not, how do you feel? I feel good. And I feel like this is my heart, this is a nice thing to do. A churban. But the Baruch Shalom is l'tayv l'ano, v'adah is good for us. But not, you're telling me what's good. That's not Hashem. Not that the human beings are telling Baruch Shalom, I'll tell you what I think is good. And you're going to make a Torah for me that I think is good, and that accommodates my good feelings. Baruch Shalom says, no, this is what you got to do. And if you walk into a classroom, I've had this discussion 1,000 times with kids in high school, you know, about how, I said, do you think you'd be able to kill a little baby from a malak, right? It's a cute little baby. It's a cute little baby, right? So they, especially if you talk to a classroom of girls, how could you kill a baby? How could Hashem tell you to kill a baby? How could it be such a thing as you also have babies? How could you? And I'm not, listen, I'm not, and I always say, I'm not saying I don't know how I would do that. But you could, and a Jew could say, listen, a person could say it's hard for me to sleep in the sukkah also. But to say that there's something missing in this mitzvah, it can't be that God would want such a thing, that's apikorsis. If the Baruch Shalom, this is a malik, and the Baruch Shalom says, that I'm chayiv, okay, without getting into the lumdus, the king, the tzibur, let's say I'm chayiv, so then that's a mitzvah, and I say l'shem yichud kushubuch, and they think the Chavetz Chaim would never do that, the Chavetz Chaim would say l'shem yichud, Chavetz Chaim would go to the mikvah and do it. So shayla. Because the Baruch Shalom is goyzer upon us to do what's right. Not that he left it up to us and how we feel and what's good and what's nice. So that's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's answer. And the moral ends and says, of them, however, Ein hakavonah poichai, he's worried, you see, look how worried the moral is that we're going to get this wrong. See, even though he said this already 10 times, he ends the parak and he says like this, Ein hakavonah poichas v'sholem shein, I don't want you, Chas V'Shalom, to think that if you learn this parak, that the Torah is not sweet, and that Yiddishkeit is unpleasant, and that the mitzvahs are not delicious. I don't want you to say that. That's not what I'm saying. Chas V'Shalom, he says. He holds Rechel Darchei Noam. Everything in the Torah is sweet and pleasant. V'chol Nesiva Seh Shalom, and all of her pathways are what? Bring peace. She said, Dova Boru, Kmei Shiz Boru. I explained it. He said, I'm going to explain more. Next parak. Rak hakavana po. All I'm talking about here in this parak, ki loy mitzad hazeh nitna Torah lanoshim. That's not because of that the Torah was given for us to enjoy. Rak nitna Torah b'dinah b'yosher. It was given b'dinah b'yosher. And so many. This is the main problem that people have being Jews. If a person would understand that and accept it, that it's not how I feel. It's not that this mitzvah makes me happy. But it's bedinu b'yoyisha. Ivimze hakol atayvlon, ki ein roi al asherhu atayva amiti. It certainly would not befit the one who is purely good at Hashem. It only befits him sheyovim in a rak toiv. The only good should come from Hashem. So certainly it's toiv. He is good, and everything that comes from him is good. Lefichach atayvi l'toivlonu. It's certainly for our good. Achat Savor, the commandment, he gzeirah shagozer aleihem hamitzvahs. It's a gzeirah, it's a decree that Hashem decreed upon us that we should be good. V'zesh omar, and this goes back to the problem in that Gemara of that person who says that Hashem has pity on the bird, and that's why he gave the mitzvah to send away the mother bird. What? V'zesh omar sha'oyse midas Hashem is baruch rachamim. He has changed, he has distorted Hashem into what? Into his midas, into rachm, into compassion, v'enim el gzeiris, and they're only really gzeiris v'oydis bar. This parak, you know, it was a difficult parak, and it took us a long time. But the truth is that it's the yisoid of all of Yiddishkeit, and therefore really, really should try over Shabbos, whatever, to chazer to review it, because this parak came to us bedin. You understand? This parak wasn't bechesed. Because the prokim, the maral was beautiful, I got it, there's all kinds of fancy things and stuff you could say over, like, you know, at a Sheva Brochus, there's nothing here to say by Sheva Brochus, right? It's not for Sheva Brochus, it's not for Bar Mitzvah, no one's going to get Bar Mitzvah and say the maral and parak vav, there's a lot in there, but this, not this parak. Because when you makabal the Torah, it's b'yoyisha b'emes, that this parak came to us b'din. But it's something that one has to appreciate, one has to learn, and one has to chazer over to understand the significance and the importance of every single thing the Maral said here. If you have a chance, Shtaki Shechazer it. And Mitzvah, next week we're going to begin Perek Zayin. Begin Perek Zayin. It's there, it's already softer, and more of the Maral's usual derech.
Rabbi suggested chazering the silver of Peter HaTanya.
I said I was going to. I did bring it up a little bit. If you want, I could definitely go into that more, That's you know, that's something I love doing. I have to make. I'll see. It can be worked into Perek Zayin too, but I'm anxious to get to the next Perek. So we'll start, and I'll bring it into Perek Zayin.